Bezos Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Meseches Psachim is two important halachas of mikvaos that emerge from the Rishonim on our Daf. Most people, when they think of Psachim Yud Zayin, do not think of Hilchos Mikvaos, but in fact, from our sugya, we have quite a very important halacha application that Poiskim in Mikvaos use all the time. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, or actually halfway through the Amud, the Gemara tells us the rule that when it came to the Mashkin Beis Mitbachya, when it came to the Mashke that had a din of Tuma Durabanan, that if it comes in contact with Mayim, if it comes in contact with water, so then in such a case, the Iser Durabanan does not apply, and it is going to be Tohar. That's what the Gemara tells us. When the Gemara says that the Mashke comes in contact with Mayim, the Gemara tells us that this Mashke will be Metar as long as it's Bikarka and in Mayim that's a Revius. Once it's in Mayim that's a Revius, then in such a case, it has considered to have been immersed in a mikveh and now Tohar. Now, most people know some rudimentary halachos of mikvos, and most people are familiar with the idea that mayim she'uvim passels a mikvah. Points out Tesis and Dibra Maschil Ella Dahavi Revius in the name of the reed, and this becomes a big debate amongst the Rishonim. In fact, there are many Tosfos that discuss this. For example, Tosfos in Bava Basra on Samach Vova Mebeis and Dibrei HaMaschil Mechlal, that from our sugya, the fact that the sugya does not differentiate between Mayim She'uvim and non-Mayim She'uvim water seems to indicate that a mikveh works, min ha-Torah, even if the Mayim is She'uvim. What is She'uvim? She'uvim means water that has fallen into a receptacle. Most people know that the reason why we can't use, for example, a bathtub, even a large bathtub, as a mikveh, is because the rainwater has to go directly from the clouds directly into the mikveh. In fact, the construction of mikvos is sometimes runs into the millions and millions of dollars, partly to assure that the water is never drawn into a particular area, it's never drawn into a kli, it never is shov, and then in such a case, the mayim would be possible. Says Taisis, our Gemara made no mention of it. Our Gemara says, as long as the Meashkin Beis Mitbachya comes in contact with mayim, so then mayim with mayim is going to be tar. What about the Gemara pointing out that she'uvim is going to be a problem? Says Taisis, like we've seen in other examples in our Daf Yomi, throughout Tezayin, Yud Zayin, even beforehand, we saw that we were talking about in the Migdash and we were making on Isurei Derabbanan. When it comes to She'uvim, says the Ri, She'uvim is only a P'sul Derabbanan. It's not a P'sul D'Oraisa. There are many, many nafkaminas in the position of the Ri, which the Rajba, not the Chidushei Rajba, but the Balei Tosfos, the Rajba in Bava Basra, if I'm not mistaken, argues with this Ri, whether She'uvim is Pasul min HaTorah or Midrabanan. The first nafkamina, the obvious one that came out from our daf, is what would happen if you have a safek. Let's say you're not sure if the mikvah was Mayim She'uvim or not. Most mikvos that even people have a problem mahadrin with that mikvah, the odds are it isn't even a safek She'uvim. But l'chol pachas, let's say it was a problem of safek She'uvim, so then if it's a derabbanan, there's room to be makel. If a She'uvim is a psul d'oraisa, as the Rajba in Bava Basra had disagreed with our Tosos, so then, in such a case, then one would have to be machmir as Safik d'oraisa l'chumra. There are many, many nafkaminas, but for a short 10-minute halacha from the daily daf, we won't get involved with all those nafkaminas, but to know Taisis and Psachim on Yud Zayin Amabez that derives from our detailed sugya and Tumah v'Tahara, a basic halacha mikvos of Shuvim, that is quite important. Now, Tosfos, despite his position and strong raya from our sugya, has a rebuttal. the rebuttal is found in the Rash in Mikvos. And the Rash in Mikvos brings us to the second important halacha in Hilchos Mikvos that everybody should be aware of. The Rash in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel says, no raya. L'chura from our sugya, the Gemara makes no mention of the problem of she'uvim. L'chura from our sugya, we would argue that she'uvim is only d'rabban. It says Rash, no. The psul of she'uvim is the raisa. And if I'm not mistaken, most poskim are really machmir on she'uvim today because we assume she'uvim is a psul d'raisa. However, says the Rash, there is another reason why we could be makel in our sugya. Says the Rash, it's already a Mishnah in Trumas. It appears in Mikvos as well. It's a Mishnah towards the end of Maseches Trumas. What happens if Mayim She'uvim of three Lugim, according to some Rishonim, it could be that a majority of She'uvim cannot be, quote-unquote, kashered in such a manner, but a small amount of water is Nimshach ala karka. It runs along the ground. In such a case, says the Rash, Hamshacha, we know from the Mishnayis, could be Matir Upsul of She'uvim. Says the Rash, in our Sugya Mashkin Beis Mitbachya, there the Mayim had undergone the process of Hamshacha. And that's why our Sugya does not say that the Mayim is only goes through the process of Tahara only if the water that it mixed with was Mayim that were not She'uvim. Even if the Mayim were She'uvim, nevertheless, once that Mayim She'uvim runs around off the ground, then it loses its identity of She'uvim. Let's talk in practical Hilchos Mikvos. What does that mean? A secret. Most people are only familiar with the side of the mikvah that you dunk in. If you take a look at the side of the bor, every single mikvah today, in different styles and different ways, is constructed that the water, when it comes down from the roof, hits the ground, and before it goes into the bor, it goes into the pit, a 40 sah of non-she'uvim water, the water runs a little bit along the ground. Why? Just in case the mayim had become pasul from she'uvim, the halacha is that hamshacha, that if it runs across the ground, then it loses its identity of she'uvim. She'uvim, even those who hold that she'uvim's pasul min ha'teira, is only when the mayim she'uvim is taken from a kli and poured directly into the mikvah. But if it runs along the ground, then it loses its identity of she'uvim, and then it's going to be mayim that's kosher. Says the Rash, it's a davar pashut that the water has been sloshing around over there in the Beis Mitbachya. If it's been sloshing around, then that's hamshacha. So it might have come from Mayim She'uvim, but as long as it moves around a little, that's going to be enough. So that's a secret in the way mikvos are constructed with the chumras al gabe chumras to protect the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. They also undergo the process of hamshacha before it goes into the bor. That's a Mishnah in Trumas. That's a Mishnah in mikvos. That the Rash says is the answer to Taisis on Daf Yud Zayin Amabes. Let's go further into the secret. What exactly is this Hamshacha? So, there is a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramon, Simin Reish Aleph, Simin Si'if Mem Hei, and Sif Mem Vav, about two parts in the requirement of Hamshacha. Most areas of Halacha, a leniency is also a stringency, and a stringency is also a leniency. Anytime that people summarize and say, oh, he's a machmir or he's a mekel, either the person is dishonest, or they don't understand the shitas of the individual. Because most times, every position in Halacha that seems to be a kula in a different area is going to be a chumra. The same applies in this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. Let's describe it in modern-day mikvos, and as well, let's give the yesod in Lomdus as the Brisker Rav explained it. The Mechaber writes in Sif Mem Hei in Reish Aleph, in the Halachos of Mikvos, he says that the water of She'uvim, you could kasher it, as we mentioned from the Rash, based on the Mishnayis and Trumas and Mikvos, he says that you could kasher it by running it along the ground, like we mentioned. How much do you have to run along the ground? So if I'm not mistaken, it's based on a smack. He says you need to do it, run on the ground three tfachim. So that's why, again, backstage in the mikvah that no one sees, the bor, if you take a look backstage, you'll see that the Hamshacha will always run at least three tvachim from where it lands, from the contraption that allows it to fall from the roof up until the bar, it'll run three tvachim. Okay. Interestingly, the Ramah quotes another position. The Ramah says that the Hamshacha should go over the ground. Now, for years and years and years, most mikvos did not follow the Chumrah of the Ramah. Why? We want to encourage people to go to mikveh. If it's going to run along the ground, then that's going to make a dirty mikveh. People won't want to go to the mikveh. So in many instances, they didn't even fulfill this Ramah, where the Ramah quotes opinion that says that the Hamshacha should run over the soil itself. When we were learning these sugyas in the Kol HaElyon, we went to a very fancy and beautiful mikveh in Muncie, where they tried to fulfill this Ramah by putting granulated rocks, tiny rocks, above actual soil, and there they said that the water did not actually get affected by the ground, yet at the same time, by the soil, but at the same time it ran along the ground. Either way, the Ramah says, it also should run over the ground. The Brisker Rav argued that it's possible to be fulfill this Ramah, yet at the same time, not have the problem of the mikveh becoming dirty. How can you possibly do that? The Ramah says it needs to go over the ground. Say here, the Brisker Rav said a beautiful, beautiful pshat in the halacha of Hamshacha. He said the following chakira. And with the Brisker Rav's idea, then it could very well be that we understand the position of the Mechaber as well as the Ramah. The Brisker Rav said, how do you look at Hamshacha? What is the pshat of Hamshacha? Is the pshat when we do Hamshacha that we need to break the relationship of the water to the utensil? If that's so, we all know that the halacha of relationship, of distance, we got through in Maseches Erevin, we've even had references to this in Maseches Pesachim, but in Erevin and Shabbos we have the time, all the time. What's the defining characteristic of an item being connected to something else? Lavud. Lavud is three tvachim, says the Mechaber. You need to have the water run from the utensil along the ground three tvachim, because you need to break its relationship to the previous area that it was. What breaks its relationship? Three tvachim. Hence, Hamshacha, according to the Mechaber, is not kosher unless you break the she'iva mikli. That's three tvachim. The Ramah doesn't understand Hamshacha that way, says the Brisker Rav. The Ramah understands the way Hamshacha works, that Hamshacha is about recreating the water as having a new identity. We know that the water comes down. It could land in a utensil, could land in the ground. What signifies that it has a new identity? That it is now returned to the ground itself. When it returns to the ground itself, so then in such a case, its previous relationship has been broken. It's not the distance from the kli. That's the position of the Mechaber. Position of the Ramah is that it returns to a new state like a beria chadasha, and that is signified when the water runs over the ground. If that's so, says the Brisker Rav, we could be yotze both shitas by having a cement area, the water could run over the vent, and then a centimeter up as well as the shita of the Ramah. So today we learned two halachas. Number one is the fundamental machlekes rishonim that for many starts from Pesachim Yudzayin Amabez. It appears in Tosfos in Bava Basra and Samach Vav Amabez. It appears in the Rash in Mikvos and Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. And that's the machlekes whether Mayim Sheuvim is Pasol Minatera or not. We have the Dechiyah of the Rash to Tosfos on Pesachim Yudzayin Amabez, who proved from our Gemara that Sheuvim is only Derabbanan. The Rash is of the opinions Daraisa. How could he defend from our Gemara? The answer is our Gemara was talking about Hamshacha. What does Hamshacha do? So we had a Chakir of the Brisker Rav, and we had a Machloikis Halacha Lemaisa between the Mechaber and the Ramah, how long Hamshacha needs to be. According to the Mechaber, it's three tvachim. The Brisker Rav claimed, according to Ramah, it could be the smallest bit, but the Ramah mentioned it should go over the ground, and we had the suggestion that if as long as there's a tiny slip of ground, we can be Mekayim both the Shita, the Mechaber, and the Rama. So our daf, through the Bali Tosas, introduced us to two very important rules in Hilchos Mikvos. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf.